Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you today. We're so glad that you're here on this fifth Sunday after Epiphany. And we want to welcome everybody. And thankfully, it has warmed up a little bit. And it's supposed to be in the late 40s and early 50s over the next few weeks. And I'm happy about that. And a little bit later on, we'll be talking about this question that I want to ask you. Do you ever feel like you're tired even before you step out the door? Maybe that might be speaking to you today. And so we'll talk about that later on. But we're so glad to have you with us today as we come to worship the Lord and experience God's presence. And we want to welcome those that will be listening online later on. And as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Join together for our call to worship there in the bulletin this morning. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Are you tired? Are you faint? Come, lift up your weary arms. Well, let's join together there as we sing our first hymn this morning. Love Divine, All Love Excelling. If you want to use your hymn book, it's hymn number 94. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning.
Love Divine, All Love Excelling. Joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, O thy faithful mercy's crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart.
Till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. As we worship this morning, O God, we pray that your Spirit will be our strength, your Word will be our guide, your love will be our comfort, and your promises will be our hope, so we may fly with the eagles. Amen. And you may be seated. Our next hymn we're going to turn to is hymn number 13 in your hymn books there, or again on the PowerPoint, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and we're singing verse 1 and 2 this morning.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does see work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be Jesus, it is He, Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle.
Well, I'm going to invite our children to come on down this morning.
So let me ask you a question. Where do you get all your energy?
Oh, he said God. That's probably true. I mean, you know, to jump around, to run, to play, to never stop. Do you ever get tired?
Yeah, no, he said.
No. You never get tired?
You get tired? Okay. You don't? I can believe that about you. You probably keep going. You're like the Energizer Bunny that's just going and going and going and going and going. The what? Well, let me tell you, everybody gets tired once in a while. But as you don't, well, I know you don't. Why don't you give me some of your blood or energy or something there? Because I get tired. Chase will sometimes tease me and say, Dad, did you take a nap today? So, yeah. But you know what we do? We can get tired. Even when we're young, sometimes we get tired. I know sometimes boys, when they're young, they just go, 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 and then guess what they do? They just fall over and go to sleep. I bet if I ask Grandma, I bet you do.
No, I don't.
You don't? I mean, he's just convinced he doesn't.
Well, guess what? When we get tired, and as you get older, you know, it's more easy to get tired. And when we do at times, God gives us strength. Maybe that's why you got so much energy. Is God giving you strength to keep going? Yeah, I know. That's what you mentioned earlier.
And have you ever seen an eagle flying in the air? Or maybe you see some of the other birds flying in the air, and they just look like it's so easy. Just like it's nothing. Flap a few times, and then they soar, and they go way up high, and then they come down and they stop somewhere. Could you imagine if it was just so easy like that? Just so easy. Well, some days are not easy, are they? Some days can be tough. Now, thankfully, you're young enough that it's still pretty easy every day. But as you get older, sometimes the days get tough. And we get sleepy and tired. But guess what? God can give us strength so we can soar like the eagles. Did you ever think it would be fun to fly?
And one time, I saw that big eagle.
Did you see an eagle?
Yeah,
wow.
I saw one in Florida.
You saw one in Florida? Wow. Yeah, they are pretty, aren't they? And one thing that's so cool about the eagles, they can go way, way higher than any other bird. So they can go above all the problems of the world, all the trouble, all that. And maybe that's what God means a little bit, is that God can help us just to kind of get above. That doesn't mean we fly, but we just go through life and we just don't let things bother us. Wouldn't that be easy? Oh, hey, that's a good answer. Yeah, that's not always easy, is it? Because we know about things that happen in life. You know, when you hurt your finger, or you fall and trip and you get scratches on you and it hurts and you got to get a mom a hug or get a hug from mom. Ouch. So see, you face some problems and troubles. But you know what? We don't want to let it get us down. Because God is with us. We just keep on going. And that's the thing about life. And God gives us strength to keep on going, like that little Energizer bunny. You ever see that commercial? He keeps going and going and going and going. Oh, they don't know about that commercial. I can see it all the time in my head. But it reminds me to keep going. And God encourages us to keep going. Alright? Okay. Is Miss Diane have you, or is Miss Rhea? Maybe both, I don't know.
Miss Rhea.
Go, Miss Rhea, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Well, as we go to our time of prayer today, maybe you have a joy or concern. Oh, there we go. As they are heading out, we'll go ahead and we'll take your joys and concerns. So we'll let you begin. Somebody have a joy or concern you'd like to share? Unspoken this morning. All right. Someone else. Yeah.
My dad, Jerry, has a procedure tomorrow at the hospital.
Okay. Definitely keep Jerry in our prayers as he's going to be having a procedure. Definitely do that. And there was another, yep.
Yeah, Jason, just a joy. Dad has been in full recovery from the stroke. He's calling a migraine.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Incredible. Yeah.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Yes. Somebody else. I know I saw a couple other hands. Yes.
I appreciate the son so much.
Yes. You know what? What a great thing to thank God for. What, we have a month of gloomy weather, it seemed like. Yes, I am thankful for the sunshine too, very much so. Yes, these sunshiny days have helped. So, somebody else, joy or concern? We want to remember the Maxson family and with the loss of Bonnie, and definitely want to lift up the family, and especially for Dana. And we want to remember Dolores. I saw her this week. She couldn't, let me give you a little bit of an update. She's got a lot of swelling, but she seemed to be in pretty good spirits. She's got a trach, so she couldn't talk because of that. They, thank God, they did not have to wire her mouth shut. So I don't know this for sure, but I was wondering, does that mean that it did not get into the bone and they didn't have to take that out? That would be a big blessing. I don't know all the details of that, but the surgery went well and everything went well. There was no sign of cancer in her lymph nodes, which they were pleased about. And they'll know a little bit more, they said, in a few weeks about what it was and what was going on. Some of you don't know, she went to the dentist and there was a white area down in her gums along here. And from that, the dentist immediately said, you need to go to see your doctor immediately about that. But everything went real well. It's going to be a long recovery. And pray for Bill and the sons as they are helping to watch Bill. And because he really can't be alone there. So, but we want to continue to pray for Dolores for strength and recovery there. And we want to pray for little Zoe. Tell me a little bit about what's going on. Have you heard?
I have not had an update. They went to go visit her. My coworker went to go visit her. She was in good health or good spirits, I should say.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And if and help me, is she with cancer? Is that what?
Leukemia,
yes, yes. So we want to remember her in our prayers this morning. And I'm still waiting from a joy from a family sitting in the back that I have not really shared anything in the service yet. Tell us a little bit about his weight and when he was born. I got a text pretty quick. Eric texted me. I've known about it only when people personally ask me if you heard anything. I would tell them, but I haven't made an announcement. I figured grandma's would have been here and shared the news. But so congratulations. That's a wonderful. Yes. Yes. And so any other joys or concerns? Yes.
Where's your walkways back home?
Yes. And thank you for sharing that. Yeah, we do have that joy. Richard was in the hospital for almost a month, maybe not quite. And then he was a few weeks in rehab to get his strength back. And she had texted us and let us know that he had gotten home. So we're very thankful for that and continue to pray for strength for Richard, definitely there. So any others then? All right. So she's going to play here in just a moment. We'll give you a chance there to quietly pray or lift up some of these or maybe something on your own heart up to the Lord there. And then I'll come and close us out in prayer. Lord, we are just so thankful for your grace in our lives. And we thank you for your touch in our lives. When you touch us, we are not the same anymore. We're different. And so we're grateful and thankful. We're thankful for your presence that goes with us every day. Even sometimes when we wonder where you are, we're thankful that we can call upon you anytime and that you hear us. We're grateful that all the provisions in our lives, the blessings, the food on our table, the roof over our head, the clothing on our backs, all the simple things that sometimes we maybe take for granted, we are grateful today for all of those blessings. Lord, as we think about our world and we think about the strife and the war and the famine and the different things that are happening around the world, we continue to pray for your grace and your peace and your love to be extended into our world. To a people that don't understand your love, we ask that you would grant them insight and wisdom. For those that have been mentioned today, God, we pray and ask for your healing grace and your strength, Lord. For Jerry, Lord, who's going in this week for a procedure, Lord, that you would guide and direct. For Dolores, Lord, for strength and healing and recovery, God. For Zoe, that's battling leukemia, God, we pray for your healing touch and grace upon her. And for Richard, as he's continuing to recover, God, we pray for strength, Lord. And we're thankful for that today. Lord, we also lift up the Maxson family and the loved ones and friends. The loss of Bonnie, Lord, we're thankful that she is at peace today and at rest in your arms. And Lord, we're grateful that no matter what we're going through, that you are our comfort and our strength in time of need. Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs that was mentioned, and maybe there was others today. Maybe someone couldn't share, or maybe they felt awkward about sharing something, but maybe there's something on their heart or a burden that they walked in with today. God, we thank you that we can bring our burdens to you. Jesus taught us to trade in our burdens and take a hold of what is his that's light and easy. Sometimes our burdens get heavy and they weigh us down. So, Lord, we trade them today and cast our cares upon you, for we know that you care for us. Lord, thank you for all that you're doing and that you will continue to do. Bless the rest of our service as we break the bread of your word and eat of your blessings that you feed us with, the nourishment from your word, God. And Lord, even later then, as we share in our time of fellowship, God, may you bless that time as we nourish ourselves physically and strengthen us for the week ahead. As we're so grateful and thankful, as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Don't forget, you can drop your change or your dollar bills into the little tin buckets there, and then your offering on the side or underneath the bucket. And thank you so much for your faithfulness. It continues the work of our ministry here through the local church and out into our world. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give. Join together there for our prayer dedication in the bulletin. Thank you, God, for this holy moment when we have something to give that others need. Take our time, talent, and treasures to benefit your church and the world. May your glory be known through our giving, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I don't know if you happen to notice the ushers were giving me a little signal by going like this, letting me know that it was heavy because of the change that got put in. I always like when they do that. So, our scripture reading is coming from a very familiar passage, especially the very last verse or two of it. It happens to be our lectionary reading from the Old Testament today. Isaiah chapter 40, we're going to be reading verses 27 through 31. You can follow along there on the PowerPoint. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your just cause? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weary or weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and the strongest will fall in exhaustion. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. This is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning. And that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, you know, I like to share something funny. So the mother of four young boys often had difficulty curbing their energy, especially in church. But when her minister preached, the mother's minister preached on turning the other cheek, the boys gave him their undivided attention. The pastor said, "No matter what others do to us, we should never try to get even." That afternoon, the youngest boy came in the house crying. Between sobs, he said, he kicked one of his brothers, who then kicked him in return. "Oh, I'm sorry you're hurt, son," said the mother, "but you shouldn't go around kicking people." Still choking back the tears, he replied, "But the preacher said he isn't supposed to kick me back." Interesting sometimes the way we think things work. I want to talk to you this morning about one step at a time, or if you prefer, one day at a time. So the question that was up on the PowerPoint earlier, do you get up in the morning and feel like the wind is in your face even before you put your shoes on? Or do you feel like you're tired even before you step out the door? Maybe during those times you wonder if God sees your struggles and wonders where God is at in the midst of them. That is what Judah felt during her 70-year, listen to that, 70-year exile in Babylon. She had lost hope and strength. And the prophet Isaiah reminded them that God, the Creator, who gives power to the weak and weary, will restore them and bring them back into the land. What am I saying this morning? What am I trying to say for us today? Well, here's a couple things that I want us to see this morning. First of all, I believe that God gives strength when we are weak. God gives strength when we are weak. Here's the thing. Solely in our own power, we will eventually crash, or crash eventually. About a month and a half ago, well, it was probably a couple months ago because it took a month before I got it fixed or so, the computer down in the basement finally crashed. Everything worked well on it, except it had an older style hard drive that they put in it. It wasn't one of those SSD or whatever the exact initials are. I can't remember. Those really fast ones that work well, the newer ones. So we had to get that fixed. And when I started to think about that, no matter what goes on in our lives and what we have going on, I mean, you know, even marathoners can get tired. Even people that work out and are very strong, you know, we're going to have the Super Bowl coming up here next weekend, and you're going to see some athletes in the prime of their lives and what they're going to be able to do. This summer, the Olympics is going to be in Paris, and we'll get to see some of the best Olympic or best athletes in the world at that Olympic meet and all that they'll be able to do. But guess what? They can get tired. Do the words tired, weary, and exhaustion describe you? Those words remind me that we can't make it in our own strength alone. Even the youngest and the best of us can struggle and become depleted in life. Conversely, the prophet tells us this morning that God has strength beyond imagination. God doesn't grow weary. God doesn't get tired because God is everlasting. Now, I can't describe that to you. I can't tell you what that fully means or what that is because I have no concept of that. But it's to let us know, and it was letting the people of Judah know, that the God who created the world is there for them. And the prophet likens God's strength to soaring on eagle's wings. What is that? What's that mean? What's this strength involve? It involves the ability to function physically and intellectually when we are faint, weary, and overwhelmed. Nowhere in there does the prophet ever say, and really nowhere in Scripture does it ever say, oh, don't worry, you'll never have a weak day ever again in your life. Well, we all know that because we know what it's like to struggle and go through difficulties. But it reminds us that God is able to help us and give us that ability to function physically and intellectually when we are struggling, when we are tired and fatigued and overwhelmed. It's interesting that in another prophet who was also speaking during the exile and shortly after, the prophet Zechariah told the governor Zerubbabel, who had been instructed by God to help with bringing back the people and restoring the temple and rebuilding it in the land when they came back from exile. Zechariah told Zerubbabel that the ability to return and rebuild the temple will be accomplished, listen to this, not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit. The prophet's words remind me that God's renewing Spirit is available when we are weak, one day at a time, one step at a time. God gives strength when we are weak. Second thing I see there and I believe is that God gives strength to those who wait expectantly. Who wait expectantly. What is that? That's all wrapped up in that little word there about waiting in hope. Waiting in hope there. Why? Because such hope entails purposefully waiting. We're just not sitting around and saying, well, I just hope God works it all out. No, it's more than that. Hope is one of the greatest and most powerful tools that we have at our disposal. It involves waiting intently with confidence and trust. We wait for God who renews our strength and lifts us when we are wiped out. Emily Dickinson, and I found this quote online, but I'm not sure which poem it was in. But Emily Dickinson, who wrote a poem, in this one poem, she likens hope to a bird who sings and never stops. Have you ever heard the birds around your house before? Just singing away? And isn't it funny sometimes when they come around when you're having a bad day? Daggone birds singing right now. The storms may rage all around us, yet the eagles soar and the birds sing. It's purposeful waiting. Purposeful waiting. God also gives renewed strength when we need it the most. Are you needing some strength today? Listen to what the prophet said. God gives power to the tired and revives the exhausted. Or those famous words that we know. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. The prophet stresses that God gives renewed strength when we are weary. Three times in this passage we read. Why? And why did the prophet say it the way he said it? I think there's a reason why. Because as I was talking with the kids, when we're younger, we often soar. We're full of energy. We keep going. But as we grow older, soaring gives way to running. And running gives way to walking. Eventually, one step at a time, or one day at a time. As I mentioned earlier, this year is the Summer Olympics. And I think I shared this story with you a long time ago, but as I was thinking about it again this week and pulled it up, Peter Umbereth was in charge of the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. Someone asked him about a defining moment at the Olympics that year. Almost all the TV personalities and all or commentators and all those that were there expected a story of a great athlete. But Peter spoke of an incident in the torch relay that would go across the U.S. before the Olympics began. According to Umbereth, the torch went through a small village in the western part of the U.S. The citizens wanted to find a way to choose somebody special. So they decided that they put all the names of the townspeople in a hat. And then the mayor would pull out and draw a name, and that person would carry the torch. The mayor drew out the name of a little girl named Amy, who had been physically challenged all of her life. She could walk, but not very well. For all practical purposes, Amy could not walk more than a few steps at a time. The selection committee didn't know what to do. They couldn't bear tell Amy that she couldn't carry the torch. That would crush her. So the town decided to ignore the event. And when the great day came, the mayor was there and just a few people. Amy was dressed in white shorts and a t-shirt and was there with her family. National television cameras were all over the place. But only a few townspeople were present. Amy was handed the torch. She got up out of her wheelchair and she took one step and everybody gasped. Then she took another. Then she took another and another. Well, it only took about 30 seconds of that and the national TV reporters knew something was going on. The tone in their voices and the enthusiasm for Amy went out through the television airwaves as they began to watch what was going on. And the people of the village saw it on TV and they realized that heroic history was taking place. So they came from their houses and ranches and farms and they lined the streets to see Amy carry the torch. Little Amy, with both hands on the torch, took it across the line one step at a time. And while that was happening, the people were chanting, "Amy, Amy, Amy," with each step she took until she handed the torch over to the next person. I share that with you this morning because as we wait, hopefully, on the Lord in expectation and trust and reliance, we open the possibility to walk in renewed strength one step at a time. We will face those times when we are tired and exhausted. And even in those moments, we can still wait, hopefully, for God's strength so we can finish the race. Like Amy, it may only be one step at a time. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments this morning and we'll give you some time to greet one another and share the blessing before we close out with our little chorus there at the end. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. 64, or you can follow along this little chorus. They that wait upon the Lord. We're going to sing it through a couple times. It's been a while, but hopefully you'll remember and pick it up. It goes right along with what we talked about today. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run. Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Let's sing it again. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth in the strength of God. May God bless and keep us. May God's face shine upon us, giving us favor and peace. Amen. Amen.